Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump making no promises to change his decision about pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord, something that made for awkward moments on the first day of his trip to France. Amid deep disagreements with his host, French President Emmanuel Macron, over climate and trade, odds were stacked against a good visit for the U.S. president. Two leaders instead focused on finding common ground on areas like Syria and counterterrorism. President Trump is in France for Bastille Day celebrations. Chinese human rights prisoner Liu Xiaobo has died at the age of 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. Liu, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience, passed away at a hospital where he had been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. William Ni, a China researcher for Amnesty International Hong Kong, spoke with VOA.
I think that many people are just feel a sense of grief, of course, at his loss, but also outrage that he should have been in prison to begin with. And unfortunately, what we've seen over the last few years is that the trends towards human rights have only gotten worse.
Liu's final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and Beijing's refusal of a family request that he be transferred for treatment to the U.S. or Germany. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has left Qatar with little apparent progress in his shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending Doha's diplomatic standoff with Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. They broke off ties with Qatar over alleged funding of terrorism. This is